And very pleased to be once again joined here on the KGYM airwaves by Jake Reed, who's the manager of the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside. And Jake, before we get into some of tonight's games, you and I, Iowa State in action, I'll get your thoughts on the XFL. But big news at the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside. There's another way that folks can now load their accounts, right?
Yeah, we've had some slow start to getting going with the Elite Sportsbook and how to fund your online account. Ultimately, we like to come down to the casino and deposit at the cage and see us there, but there is debit card allowed access to the online website now, so you can deposit through Sightline still on your Play Plus card to your Elite Sportsbook account.
So you get all loaded up for all your action, and you don't even have to leave the comfort of your own home. What any big events coming up that you'd like the folks to know about?
Coming out of the Super Bowl, we had a great turnout for the Super Bowl. I think we touched on that. Riverside Ruckus coming up in the first round of March Madness. We'll have that in the event center. There is free entry, but it's not as comfy as the VIP section. The VIP section is $64 per person. You get free food throughout the day and three free drink tickets, and we have a betting window right there. So, yeah, have everything all in one spot.
And for boxing fans, you will have the Wilder Fury 2 fight, correct? That'll be on next Saturday.
Yep, that's coming up. It's our first boxing match that we've had in the Elite Sportsbook. UFC fights have been so-so on the turnout, so we're hoping to have guests come down and enjoy a boxing match with us.
All right, so the big question that we've got for you this week is, what was the reaction like with the debut of the XFL last week? Did you get folks putting some action in?
So I had people all over the board. With it being so new, we had people that just wouldn't bet it because they didn't understand. They didn't know what was going to happen. We had some people that didn't think the line's going to be close, so they bet the under on every game. And I had someone bet the over on every game in parlays. So a lot of just sporadic betting because nobody really knew what to expect. So I think a lot of people were intimidated by it being brand new rules, new league, everything like that. Going in, there was a lot of excitement watching it, but just not a whole lot of betting on the week one of it. So we're going to see maybe this weekend get a little more action. It was a little more exciting than I kind of expected, to be honest. So we'll see what happens.
How interesting is it when it's so chaotic like that, when nobody knows what to expect? Odds makers at times, they have a little bit of information, but they don't know what to expect, and you're just kind of flying blind.
Yeah, I mean, I was sitting in there, I'm like, I don't know how the odds makers come up with these lines. I mean, they can kind of base it off NFL and college football, which is pretty similar, and they have a little bit of knowledge on some of the players, so they kind of go off of that. But, yeah, without people just didn't know what to expect with that, and some people took advantage of that, thinking that the odds makers didn't have anything to go off of, so this would be the best for them to bet. So kind of just like every other bet, it's all luck, whatever side you choose.
I noticed one thing this week, the totals seem to be a little bit lower week two than they were in week one.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of people that thought it was going to be a whole different atmosphere with a change of rules, and I think that now that we've seen a game going forward, they still might not be 100% accurate because we only have week one. I personally feel watching it that I think it was a lot of players getting in their mindset and trying to get going for this season of theirs. So I think that we'll see an increase in play this next weekend, if I were to take a guess.
Jake, let's get into some of the games tonight going on in the state of Iowa, and we're going to start with Iowa State. Their season is circling the drain. It wasn't going well to begin with. They're 10-13, but they found out they're going to be without their best player, Tyrese Haliburton, for the rest of the season, and he could be headed to the NBA after the season. They beat Oklahoma earlier in the year, but they have to go on the road to Norman, and they are a heavy underdog in this game.
Yeah, their team, they've hit some rocky points. They're at plus 9.5. We got about 52% betting on them still, even though the looks of them. And then 73% on the under out of 143.
How about in the Missouri Valley tonight? You and I is at home at the McLeod Center. You and I has been a covering machine this year, I think. The best in men's college basketball, a 13.5-point favorite over Illinois State, a team that beat you and I back on December 31st.
You and I have a huge favorite in this match. Minus 1,400 on the money line. Got him at minus 13.5. Only have 58% of people think that 13.5 can be covered, but quite a bit of action on that money line, even though it's so high. 60% on the over of 138.5. I think that you and I can keep going. Maybe that 13.5 is a little high, but maybe it's nothing for him. Who knows?
All right, Jake, great stuff. And as we part ways with you once again, people can now use their debit cards to load their accounts at the Elite Sportsbook.
Yeah, and if anybody needs help with setting anything up or making an account, just come on down to Riverside, get signed up at the Resort Club desk, and then we can help you in the sportsbook get going.
Yeah, details available at elitesportsbook.com. Jake, thanks a lot. We'll talk with you next week.
Yeah, have a good one.
Couple other games of note. Alex, in the Big Ten tonight, Rutgers is in Columbus at Ohio State. Buckeyes are a 5.5-point favorite. And Michigan visits Northwestern. And the Wildcats are getting 5.5 points at home. In the Big 12, other than Iowa State, Oklahoma, you've got Kansas going to West Virginia. And the Mountaineers.
That's a big time matchup in that conference.
Mountaineers are favored by 1.5 points in that game tonight.
Very interesting, because West Virginia this season at home has been dominant. They have not, I don't believe they've lost a game in the confines of their home arena. And now they get a huge test. A top three team, a team right at the top of the Big 12. I think West Virginia has a good team. And Kansas, when they have lost this year, it has been away from Allen Fieldhouse. They've had some really, really ugly performances on the road this year, and they've all been against pretty darn good teams.
It's another great night of basketball in the Missouri Valley Conference. We mentioned you and I hosting Illinois State. The total on that game is 138.5 points. That is less than the 76-70 final score in Normal back on December 31st, so keep that in mind. If you're looking to play the total in that game tonight, you and I, a heavy favorite, -1400 on the money line. So you'd have to lay a significant wager just to get you and I to win outright. Bradley is at home hosting Indiana State. The Sycamores are a little bit of a different team away from the Holman Center. That's why Bradley is a 5.5-point favorite in that contest. And Drake, fresh off a loss to the Panthers over the weekend, remains on the road. They're at Missouri State tonight. That's a really tight one. Missouri State favored by 2 in that contest.
That one intrigues me.
Valpo hosting Southern Illinois. The Crusaders a 4-point favorite there. Drake
and Missouri
State.
State.
Which side?
Missouri State's a 2-point favorite, but I get that they're at home and they have talent, but they're not a great team, and they have not been playing like a great team. They have been playing a little bit better as of late. I think Drake has a nice all-around basketball team. Darren DeVries, I can't overstate the job that he has done there. I think there's a chance they come up with an upset on the road against a Missouri State team.
Todd Licklider's Evansville Purple Aces still looking for their first win in the MVC, an 8.5-point underdog at home tonight against Loyola. So a lots of action in the MVC and some pretty good games around the rest of college basketball. Shout out to Lone Tree native Steve Forbes. His East Tennessee State squad tonight's a 21.5-point favorite playing at home against the Citadel. Creighton is at Seton Hall tonight, and Creighton's getting 6 points on the road there if you want to back Greg McDermott's squad. And Butler at home taking on Xavier. The Bulldogs a 5.5-point favorite there, and that should be a great contest as well. So there's some good college basketball tonight as we wait for tomorrow's Iowa-Indiana game. No line yet out on that contest.
Those two matchups in the Big Ten are intriguing. The thing about the Big Ten right now, it's just so darn wonky. You don't know what's going to happen night to night, and last night was one where the entire landscape of the conference race sort of changed in that Illinois and Michigan State game. So Rutgers going on the road to Columbus. That's the one I have my eye out on, but Rutgers has been scuffling just a little bit. Ohio State, can they cover that spread at home? That's the one I'm going to be watching.
And we can't end this segment without reminding everybody that our beloved St. Louis Battlehawks are once again a heavy underdog on the road at Houston on Sunday. St. Louis is getting 8 points, the total in that contest, the highest of the 4 XFL games this weekend. The over-under set at 51. You can get all the details about placing your bets online or in person by visiting elitesportsbook.com.